Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We are live at Jake's in Sachse, an iconic DFW burger institution.
Since 1985.
Yeah. Yeah, I took my parents here when I first moved to Texas, the uptown spot there.
Yeah.
That was a glorious one. We got one just down the way from us on the Knox Henderson side.
Grapevine's a really good one, too.
Man, so many great Jake's Burgers around. But we're at the one in Sachse, and coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, you will have your chance to compete against your fellow Tolos to be the next fan host in our Fan Phenom competition. All righty. It's time for the C-Note here, Cowboys News of the Evening. And we got something new. We got a legitimate development here in the Micah Parsons story arc. As Calvin Watkins confirming, practice is over, and for the first time, we did not see Micah Parsons attend the session. We believe he is here at the facility. So, you know, what's this mean? Does that mean he gets the $50,000 fine now? Did he not show up for practice? So,
fined? If he wasn't at practice, we'll see if he had an excuse. But yeah, if he's not physically on the field, I think that's kind of where we're at. But I want to say that maybe he had an excuse. That would be something I need to probably ask about. Is this the first day that we're all of a sudden we've seen that maybe David Mulugeta said, all right, we need to go back to Dallas. Just get yourself, remove yourself out of there, and let's just start taking the fines.
And all indications at this point are that he is still there.
Yes.
He just wasn't out on the field.
Just wasn't on the field, yeah, so.
Maybe just an attempted escalation by missing practice but staying there. Hey, maybe that back's bothering him again, Brian. You know how tricky that back is.
You
apparently.
Never know about the back.
Yeah. But it's
no laughing matter.
Okay, yes. I love how cheeky Jerry's been around that story. But the biggest thing to me is the reporting from Clarence Hill today that the Cowboys have offered $40 million
Clarence
a year.
Clarence would know.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, if you're $200 million guaranteed and around $40 million, I think this is just haggling. And I think when Jerry said, I don't mind that he's out there because it means he's not going to get hurt, there might be some substance in there. And I do think the way that this story has just exploded over really the last, 6 days might be Jerry at his absolute best. Jaden Blue ankle. Probably not going to play Saturday based on the way I saw him limping up those stairs.
He came back onto the field in street clothes.
Okay.
So, well, actually, you know, team gear stuff, not street clothes. But he came back out on the field. It didn't appear like that he was in any more problems with that. Maybe they're going to evaluate where they're at. Of course, today, we'll see tomorrow. And then, you know, you got a Saturday evening game in Los Angeles that they need to worry about. It'd been nice to see him play, but maybe this will put that in jeopardy a little bit.
Who's that open time for, you think? If Blue can't play, we're going to see more of ..
Probably Maffa.
Maffa,
yeah.
For sure.
Maffa for
and
sure.
He's looked pretty good, I would say. Yeah. I mean, when we were out there, he was impressing quite a bit. I don't know if they want to run Lipke out there, really, but Lipke
could absolutely, if you wanted to play in a game, he could be your leading rusher in a preseason game.
I can see that. Maybe not more Turpin though, right? We've seen enough from Turpin.
Yeah, I would be. I'd
keep
be
this in the bag.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think they're. I don't think they're going to do anything with Turpin in the backfield in these preseason games for sure.
What's the most interesting thing about Saturday's game to you? For me, it's how good can Joe Milton be? I mean, he has made some throws now with all this 2 weeks of training camp practice. You can put together a montage that makes Joe Milton look like he's about to break out and take over the NFL. He's made some great throws.
And then you could do a blooper montage as well.
You absolutely could.
You could have Milton's top 10 and Milton's not top 10.
Yeah, he was injured in the scrimmage with the Rams, evidently hurt his hand, hit it a helmet. But today he was throwing. That's Joe. Joe could be a guy that could be a lot of fun to watch in a preseason game because you just don't know. He can launch him. He can run. He's going to be wheels off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
I think what you're going to see, just talking to some people, I can't get confirmation of how many people, but there's going to be some veterans that are going to play in this game.
Okay.
There's going to be some veterans that will play. Now, probably not Dak and people like that, but there's some guys, as offensive linemen, some of the backs, some of the receivers. They've got to figure out about some of these receivers, especially the ones behind Pickens and Lamb. It's open. I think you got three receivers right now that are locks. Turpin, Lamb, and Pickens. And I think everybody else is fighting whether they keep five or they keep six. If that's the case, like I say, there are some guys that you can absolutely...
Tolbert,
Holden, Flannoy, Mingo, Brooks. Those are the guys kind of battling.
So do you think Mingo's on the bubble right now?
I'm just saying those guys have got to play, whether he's the three or the five, or he's either three or the six. You know, that's what they're trying to determine right now. I shouldn't say three because I think Turpin is the third receiver. I'm not saying he's the third receiver and 11 personnel stuff, but I'm saying if guys, the receivers that are locks for spots, Turpin is one of those. So everybody else is kind of battling to see who's four, five, potentially six.
It looks like Jake Ferguson is battling a back, went down in practice. We had that breaking news for you last hour, waiting for the latest on that as well. You know, I would say Blue's ankle, by the way he walked, looked like maybe a week. And Ferguson, by the way he was grabbing his back, looks like 2 to 4 weeks to me.
You have Mashoda tweeting out that Stephen Jones said that Micah remains with the team even though he wasn't at today's practice. And then he said more evaluation needed on Blue and Ferguson, but they don't think either injury is significant.
Right on. Okay, Terrence still got popped in the eye, but he made his way back, so he's all good. Okay, so we haven't had a C-note since joint practice. I guess listening to Shoddy talk about how vanilla and generic they went, I believe we should expect the Cowboys to get their asses handed to them Saturday in an every preseason game. He says, we're going generic, we're going vanilla. We just want to know, can you get off the snap and can you get open in your routes? Yeah. Right? And whatever the results are, doesn't matter. Are you getting your work in?
Yeah, you very well could get three quarters of Joe Milton and one quarter of Will Greer. I mean, that's how they might want to play. Me personally, I'd love to see Dak get an opportunity to play. I'd love to see the guys get opportunities to play, But yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
How much of an edge do you think there is to get on Philly by showing nothing between now and then?
Shoddy definitely feels like there's an edge.
He feels like because they're, yeah, but the thing about it is this is a week one game, which is kind of plays into his, it plays into his hands actually, because they can, you know, how far back do you go? Do you go back to like Seattle tape? Do you go back, how far do you try and get an idea of what they're doing? You know, and if he plays it vanilla in preseason, there's really not a lot that the Eagles sit, that Vic Fangio can go off of. You know, he's going to say, okay, well, this is what I think Schottenheimer is, but he's actually kind of morphed into this. So it could be an advantage for him for sure.
I mean, without Micah playing, we had the stats earlier this week or last week about how bad the Cowboys' defense becomes. You know, so I think you're just evaluating individual guys, and I don't know how many veterans are going to be on the field, but I think if you're running a generic offense with these guys and no Micah Parsons, it's going to be a repeat of the joint practice against the Rams, especially if they're attacking it the same way. But I don't know if there's any reason to be discouraged by that.
Well, like, you might be in a situation, too, where these coaches talk about, listen, in the practice, the joint practice, we want to look at this. But they get to the preseason game and it turns into, listen, we don't want to blitz. You know, can you just let us evaluate our guys and what can we do for you kind of a thing?
Yeah, well, the best thing that'll happen.
So you might, like, because I was watching some of the clips and there was blitzing going on. And so that's stuff you're not prepared for. I didn't see what was going on the defensive field. Maybe the Cowboys were going after them blitz-wise.
Doesn't come across that way.
But the Rams were clearly bringing slot blitzes, linebacker blitzes. There were a couple of times there where the offensive line just didn't pick up the right guy off a blitz. That's stuff you would game plan for during the week.
How much do you take at face value what Shoddy said? Like, it's fine. You know, he actually reminded the reporters, like, guys, you know, it's just practice and all that. But at the same time, there was a story that he tells. He got so pissed he threw the bomb.
He threw the bomb.
So you're mad on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like the baseball skipper getting thrown out of the game, right? And then acting like, oh, it never nothing matters here. It's just one of 162. Well, you've been thrown out of 10 games this year, Skip. So I can tell you're pissed off in that dugout. Then you come talk to here postgame and say it's fine. Yeah. You're just trying to keep calm waters and not make anybody panic. But in reality, Shoddy panicked and threw a bomb after the coaches said no bombs today. Mm. He said, screw this. Nothing else is working. Bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, you're a competitor there on the sidelines, and you know that this is like the first time that you've got, as a head coach, any opportunity to go up against another team. Your team's getting absolutely worked. I guarantee you, his blood was freaking boiling. And then you get to the mic and, you know, you share the hopium and act like, hey, everything's fine.
You get back on brand. You get back on message.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am looking forward to Shoddy's reaction if things go haywire, which I do predict against the Rams. You know, I think they're going to get housed in all three of these preseason games, and I don't think it matters at all. But Krusty's Corner is coming up next as we broadcast live here. Jake's and Saxy, where are you going with it, Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some guys that need to have a really good start to their preseason. We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.